The idea of objects represents perhaps one of the most important concepts in English grammar. For some of us, they're even kind of interesting. But even for people who don't find objects particularly riveting, the concept can be useful because it can free up options in your writing. So in this installment, we're going to talk about direct objects. For example, the word letter in the sentence, "I sent Joe a letter." Next time, we'll talk about indirect objects. For example, the Joe in "I sent Joe a letter." Direct objects are a pretty simple concept. Direct objects of verbs are said to receive the action of that verb. That is, they're the thing being acted upon. This is pretty intuitive stuff. In "Pete kissed Mary," Mary is the one being kissed, so she's the object of the verb. In "Pete saw Bill," Bill is the one being seen, so he's the object of the verb. In "Pete ate pancakes with maple syrup and a side of bacon," everything he ate is the object of the verb ate. So the object is pancakes with maple syrup and a side of bacon. The verbs that take objects we call transitive. The ones that don't we call intransitive. So "eat" is often transitive because you eat something, an object. But the verb "sleep" does not take an object in a sentence like "Joe slept," so "sleep" is intransitive. Many, many verbs can be either transitive or intransitive, depending on how you use them. Compare the sentences "on Sundays I walk" to "on Sundays I walk the dog," and you'll see what I mean. Nouns don't change form depending on whether they're subjects or objects, but pronouns often do. Consider the noun "Lisa" when it's the subject of a sentence. "Lisa watches TV." That's the same as when it's the object in a sentence. "Greg watches Lisa." But compare that to "she watches TV" and "Greg watches her." Both "she" and "her" represent Mary in these sentences, but it just so happens that in English we often use different words in these jobs. "I," "he," "she," "we," and "they" are the subject pronouns, but we replace them with "me," "him," "her," "us," and "them" when they're working as objects. This, too, is pretty intuitive. Someone who never heard the term object pronoun or subject pronoun does get these right 99% of the time. In the rare cases when people mess them up, it's usually because they got it into their heads that "I," which is a subject pronoun, is always better than "me," which is an object pronoun. That is, they'll say, "Thank you for visiting John and I," because they incorrectly believe that the less formal sounding "Thank you for visiting John and me" is wrong. It's not. If you pare that object down to just one word instead of two, this becomes immediately clear. You would say, "Thank you for visiting me," not "Thank you for visiting I." Adding "John and" doesn't change that. Again, we know this instinctively, and going against this natural instinct is a form of hypercorrection. The thing most people don't understand about objects is that the concept doesn't just apply to verbs. Objects also work with prepositions. Prepositions, little words like "to," "at," "with," "from," "of," and "between," also take objects. I'm speaking to Lana. The comment was directed at Steve. "I prefer burgers with cheese." "This letter is from Mom." "Are you thinking of vacation?" "You should floss between meals." All these prepositions are partnered with nouns, which are said to be their objects. In burgers with cheese, the object of the preposition "with" is the noun "cheese." In "a letter from Mom," the object of the preposition "from" is the noun "mom." And in "you should floss between meals," the object of the preposition "between" is the noun "meals." And just like the objects of verbs, objects of prepositions take a special form when they're pronouns. "With her," "from him," "between us," "at them." These are all examples of object pronouns correctly paired with prepositions. You couldn't put a subject pronoun in any of those phrases. "With she," "from he," "between we," "at they," clearly none of those work. You always need an object to go with the preposition. Again, here, the most common mess-ups happen when people try too hard to avoid the pronoun I. They will say, this is just between you and I, but because between is a preposition, it calls for an object, in this case, me, making between you and me the more grammatical choice. A good understanding of objects, transitive verbs, and prepositions can help you in unexpected ways. For example, if you don't know whether it's proper to say, I graduated college, instead of I graduated from college, you can just look up graduate in the dictionary. There you'll see that it's both a transitive and an intransitive verb. So because it's transitive, which dictionaries indicate with a little TR, you know that you can indeed position college as its object to get I graduated college. So either form is correct. That's it on direct objects. Next time we'll talk about indirect objects. So nerds like me who actually enjoy this stuff should stay tuned.